WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council said farewell to City Secretary Sherry Mashburn yesterday, who is retiring after 7 years in College Station and 24 years in city government. Mayor Carl Mooney spoke for the council.
Sherry, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that all the council members are going to miss you. We're going to miss the dedication that you had to this city.
After the council gave Mashburn a standing ovation, the governing body voted unanimously to promote Deputy City Secretary Tanya McNutt. McNutt, who has been the deputy the last 10 years, came to College Station after serving as city secretary in Madisonville between 1999 and 2008. McNutt was one of three finalists from an applicant pool of more than 80 candidates. There is more general commercial property in College Station over the objection of neighboring homeowners in a split city council.
Last night's 4-3 vote applies to 3 of 14 acres at the northeast corner of Raintree and the freeway. Councilwoman Blanche Brick supported neighboring homeowners in Raintree who believe the hotel will be built next to them.
I just have a hard time believing there are not going to be any more professional offices that will be going in anywhere along the bypass.
Julie Schultz, who does not think a hotel will be built, says Raintree residents will be helped by a wall and buffer space.
I do not think this development will injure you.
Joining Schultz in approving the change were Barry Moore, James Benham, and Jerome Rectorick. That was one of 6 votes where the council approved land use changes. There was a unanimous vote to allow along Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Dartmouth and Crystal Park Plaza a combination apartment complex and general commercial businesses. Unanimous approval also given for city-initiated general commercial rezoning at the lock and roll business at Harvey Road and the freeway, vacant land at the southwest corner of University and Boonville Road, and where single-family homes now stand along George Bush east of Texas. Comprehensive plan was also changed for general commercial on 100 acres across the freeway from the Nantucket subdivision. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Another step will be taken to draw more visitors to the north side of downtown Bryan. 4 city council members heard a presentation this week from the Downtown Bryan Association. Greg Owens and Mike Sutherland were interested in turning city-owned property bordered by Main, Bryan, 20th, and Pruitt into public space.
It sounds like a great idea for downtown Bryan.
I think we need to give some direction. I think the Downtown Association ought to do it.
DBA Director Sandy Ferris said this is just as important as revitalization efforts almost 20 years ago.
Whether it comes from private funding or some other method, I don't know. That's not for me to answer necessarily. What we really want is a seat at the table to help guide the process.
Promoters compared what could happen in Bryan to parks and public spaces in Houston, Dallas, Seattle, and other urban areas around the country. And a Wells Fargo Bank branch in College Station is closed until Monday. Area President David O'Neill says at the branch on Rock Prairie, a refrigerator in the break room caught fire after the bank closed on Wednesday. O'Neill says the break room will be totally refurbished and the rest of the building has to be cleaned up from smoke damage. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. Be part of the show. We would love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Attention, City of Bryan residents. The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here. The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's 7-Eleven, and the weather is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure continues to sit down over the Gulf of Mexico, shows no signs of moving anytime soon. Sunshine, a few clouds, and a high around 100 today. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. For the weekend, partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, maybe a late day shower or thunderstorm, 95 to 100. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine for Sunday, highs are going to be closer to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, hear from both Dallas Keuchel and Adrian Beltre. Of course, Keuchel returning to the mound tonight for the first time since June 2nd. He had a little neck discomfort and has been on the DL for the Houston Astros ever since. Meanwhile, Texas Rangers slugger Beltre is looking for his 3,000th career hit, and he's looking to be only the 31st player in Major League history to do so. He's now at 2,996. So hear a little bit from him, as well as the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame is this weekend, and J.J. Watt makes his return to the Houston Texans. All that more coming up in sports.
So we know that that CTE study was announced earlier this week, and that concerns people.
As it should.
A little bit.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We need to figure out where we're going to go with all that stuff. But one of the guys who's decided he's had enough is this fellow named John Urschel. Is that his name?
Urschel.
Okay. Urschel. Mm-hmm. From the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
Now, he's not a starter, okay, but he had done really, really well in spring training or in camps or working out during the summer in preparation for the camps that are about to start. Instead, yesterday he announced his retirement. Okay, now, not a retirement so that he can go and, well, watch over the fast food chain that he's bought or anything like that. He actually is going to go to work on his PhD in some kind of math at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
They're pretty prestigious.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a fairly smart guy. He has already written 6 peer-reviewed pieces for math journals, and he's got 2 more that he's ready to publish. So it's kind of like, you know, he's a pretty smart fella.
Yeah.
And I guess he decided that he made enough. And you know what? He made a list of Forbes 30 under 30 for science greatness in America.
Really?
Yeah.
He's 26.
Yeah, you Google him, and now it already says, John Cameron Urschel is a Canadian mathematician, chess player, and retired professional American football guard.
Now we have everything in line.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I forget what the guy's name is. Some guy who's in some rock and roll band who's a nuclear physicist from years ago. So every once in a while, they surprise you.
Yeah, definitely.
Dolph Lundgren, who played Ivan Drago
in the
Rocky movies.
Yep.
He went to MIT.
Okay.
So there you go.
There. So I guess he played for a few years, made a little money, now he can go do something else.
Yep.
So for a little while yesterday, Jeff Bezos was the richest dude in the world.
Really?
Yep. Bill Gates could move over because Jeff was, I don't know, it for a little while. See, here's the deal. He owns 17% of the Amazon stock, okay? Mm. So he had the top spot. As Amazon shares went up almost 2% in trading, Microsoft shares dipped, making Bezos' net worth $90 billion.
Jeez.
As opposed to Gates' $89 billion. Yeah. It was the first time that Gates had not been the world's richest man since 2013, according to Bloomberg's Billionaire Index. And late yesterday afternoon, Amazon stock went down a bit, and he was demoted back down to number two. Okay? So, in other words, if you're number two, you're the first place
you're
among
the first
all the losers.
Loser.
Yeah, so there.
By the way, have you ever Googled, like, the most rich people in or the richest people in America?
Okay.
By just seeing the list? Donald Trump's actually pretty far down there,
oh, yeah.
believe it or not.
No, no.
Well, I mean, he's only worth, like, $3.1 billion.
Yeah,
so.
When we're talking serious money, which is what these guys are, serious money. Now, granted, understand, remember that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have this thing called Giving Pledge, where they're giving away
a lot,
billions and billions. They've promised to give at least half of their fortune away.
Right.
So, but the whole deal about Amazon,
which is so sweet of them,
it really
Thanks,
is. It's
guys.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know that we personally will benefit from any of that.
No,
but, once
I mean,
again,
hey, they could hold on to it. So,
sure.
I mean, good for them.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts. So anyhow, I just happened to be watching Fox Business yesterday. Well, first, Bezos made $2 billion. $2 billion yesterday by 9 o'clock in the morning, our time, okay? All right. So what were we doing? We were doing
making
a radio
$2.
Show. That's right, and he's making $2 billion. But again, it's because the price had gone up in Amazon. And
right.
The reason the price went up for Amazon is because they were going to announce their sales figures, how things had done, what their profit was. Everybody was really jazzed. And so that's the reason that they dumped a lot of money in the market, and that's the reason Jeff got rich. Now, not to go into a whole lot of detail, but one of the things that people look at is the earnings per share, you know, how much you make for each share of a stock that you own. And so the street, as it's called, all the experts project how much that's going to be. And they had projected that Amazon stock would pay $1.42 in a premium a dividend per share. Okay, for every share of that stock, you were going to get $1.42, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had 1,000 shares, you're rich and don't need it, but you would have gotten, you know, $1,400.
Right.
Well, instead of it being $1.42, it was 40 cents.
Oh.
They missed by a lot.
Yeah.
Yikes.
They missed by a whole lot. But here's the deal. The stock still trades at over $1,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody is buying stuff from Amazon. Amazon sells packages of gum to people now. I mean, it's crazy.
It is.
So, anyhow, he was richest. He's not. They missed by so much, which is a true. I mean, if any other stock had missed by that much, people would be freaking out.
Oh,
but
right.
We don't see people dumping their Amazon stock today.
It'll
probably
be
not.
Fine.
It'll
be fine.
Yeah, really will. While we're talking about rich people, here are the 2017 highest paid comedians. Comedians.
Okay.
Number eight is Terry Fader. Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He made $18 million. Jim Gaffigan, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
he made $30 million. Kevin Hart, $32
million. Yeah, he's on
he's
Good Morning America today.
He's in everything.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer,
okay.
$37 million, yeah. Dave
Oh, she's not your favorite, Zach?
No, she's not.
Yeah, well, she is, yes, outspoken.
She steals people's jokes.
She does. Dave Chappelle, who dropped off the face of the earth for a couple of years and came back, he made $47 million. Then the top three, Louis C.K., $52 million. Chris Rock, $59 million. And number one, earning comedian, who else? Jerry Seinfeld.
Yep.
$69 million.
Wow.
See, I'm surprised Chris Rock is bringing in that much.
Well, apparently he's out there on the road. Didn't know that.
Figure Chris Hart would be, or Kevin Hart would
right,
be.
Right, right. He would be. Well, again, he's got time. He can do that.
Surprised Gabriel Iglesias isn't up there.
And he's not. But when you consider Seinfeld makes $69 million, and I guess part of that has to do with residuals from his show. I mean, I've got to believe
absolutely.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's touring quite that much.
Right.
He charges that much. But anyway, that's what the rich people are doing. So, I don't know. I guess we should save this until Mr. Downs gets here. I have a William Shatner story.
Oh, okay.
All right.
William Shatner, who's like, I don't know, 80 years old or something like
yeah.
that. All right. Have you seen the video of this? The security video from Swaliki, Poland, shows a naked guy walking into a store. He goes to the cooler, gets three bottles of beer out, turns around and walks back outside.
I think if I was the store clerk, I would have just let it happen.
Well, and he did. In fact,
who wants to stop the naked guy?
I'm not going to tackle him.
No. And again, I don't know what the temperature's like in Poland. I guess in July it's probably warm enough that
yeah,
you would be
maybe.
Able to do that. But apparently, then he went to another store and stole cigarettes, walked to a bar, ordered food, sat down, waiting for his order to get there. Finally, police came and arrested him.
Where's
how's he paying? Like a dare? Like a bad dare?
You know, Could be.
What I'm wondering is how is he paying for all? I mean, well, I know he stole the stuff, but he went to a restaurant and ordered food, right?
Well,
now I guess he was planning on stealing that food too.
Well, that's an excellent point.
Where's he hiding that credit card?
Yeah. Well, if you think about that, why
and
would
you don't want to touch it?
Why would the waiter take the order and go turn it in?
Right.
Well, you're going to have a friend who's going to come pay for that? Is that the way that that's going
to work? Well, from the sounds of it, he took the order and he went and paid or called the cops.
Yeah.
We got a real weirdo at table number 5. Yeah. He's not wearing any pants.
You'll notice him. Yeah. You'll know who he is as soon as you get here.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now, co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
Come out this Friday, the 28th, and Saturday, the 29th, to ASAP Equipment's grand opening celebration. ASAP Equipment is your local source for skid steer loader attachments. For 2 days only, ASAP Equipment will be selling Vernig 4,000-pound rated pallet forks for $599. These are great forks at a great price. They'll fit skid steers, track loaders, and most farm tractors. 2 days only, Friday, the 28th, and Saturday, the 29th, pallet forks for $599. ASAP Equipment is located at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. You can call us at 690-1
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold
at Tom Light's Chevrolet.
Now save 26% on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition.
26% in total savings.
Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked,
but we won't be undersold.
All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $91.68 and dealer discounts of $27.50. Stock number 6253. See dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. 722 InfoManiacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, today's edition of This Is What the Internet Is For. This is what the Internet is for. If we didn't have the Internet, we wouldn't be able to do this. Apparently, there's an anime show called Case Closed that claimed that a person's foot is the same length as their forearm.
You have to have somebody else measure it. But.
There are pictures. This is a viral trend where very flexible people are posting pictures of their foot next to their forearm.
My foot's as long as my forearm. I'm testing it right now.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
All right. Chelsea, you have too long of feet for that. Legs for that. You can't.
Wow. What are you talking about? I'm so flexible.
Well, she's doing it. Okay, so
I'll take a picture and send it to you guys.
Okay, sounds good.
So far, according to a BuzzFeed survey, 79% have found that their foot and forearm are the same length.
My forearm might be like a tad bit longer.
I think this is just a way to make people look silly.
Well, 17% say the arm is longer, and 4% say the foot is longer. Well, you know, I saw this picture. I went, now, okay, I can take a piece of paper and put it down on the floor and measure my foot and put it up next to my forearm. But there ain't no way I'm going to be able to do that. But clearly, Miss Exercise person in there can do that. So
she's actually that's actually right. Okay. I just did it. Just now.
You did what?
You were able to get your leg up there, Zach? I'm impressed.
I have short legs.
Okay.
I can lean down and put both palms on the floor.
Okay.
That's
good. All right.
Ooh.
So, my legs are that short. That's how I can do it.
So what did you decide? You said it is the same length?
And my forearm's a little bit longer than my foot.
Mine are both the same length.
They're the same length. Okay.
That's nuts.
That's why we have the internet, so we can find out things
how
like
bizarre.
That.
Now you got to try and lick your elbow and see if you can do that.
No. In the meantime. Nissan's upcoming next, by the way, we got plenty more stuff today. How to eat a hard shell taco the proper way.
Oh,
we have that
gosh.
For you.
Yankees right? came out with that probably.
Yeah, they probably did. The first cracker.
With a fork.
Yeah, exactly. The first Cracker Barrel opened in Lebanon, Tennessee in 1969.
Okay.
Since then, they've expanded 640 locations, 43 states, including right here in Bryan, Texas.
Did you guys talk about the couple that had gone to every Cracker Barrel in America?
What we're doing right now.
No.
Okay. We're doing right now.
Segue.
Ray and Wilma Yoder of Goshen, Indiana, on the cusp of visiting every single one in the United States.
Goals. Relationship goals.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Yoders once stopped by 10 Cracker Barrels in one day.
Jeez.
In their way from Florida to Canada. Hope they didn't eat it, every one of them. Ray said that they don't always do a meal, but they do buy something at each stop.
Yeah, just go in, get a little piece of penny candy.
Yep. There is one store they have not gotten to yet. It's in Portland, Oregon, and they plan to stop in later this year. Now, will Cracker Barrel let them know when new stores open so they can go do that? Caller.
I guess those folks really do love gravy that can, you know, pass as brick mortar.
But
hey, don't be hating on Cracker Barrel's gravy.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Downs pointedly said to me that I needed to go to Cracker Barrel, I think it was on Sunday
morning.
Sundays,
he said. I think so.
Yeah, they do something special on Sunday. I have
some chicken fried dish or something.
I ate at Cracker Barrel once, have done that a long time ago. And,
oh, man, that was
When I had to go up to New York and it was road trip, we would stop at Cracker Barrels just because you knew you were going to get a decent meal. You weren't having to guess.
And some stick to your ribs.
And rocking chairs out front.
Yeah, right. and the store is so cute in the front.
And you got the tee game that you can play, the puzzle.
Exactly right.
Oh,
That's big.
I spent a lot. Well, that's good. You don't realize that it takes a while for your food to get there if you're playing the game, right?
Right.
True.
So you can do all that.
Man, anyway. I love their cornbread and biscuits.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. Got that going on. If we keep talking, will they bring us breakfast?
Maybe. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
But that's an interesting idea that for the couple to do that. Hey, what's up?
So did you say that you can beat the game?
Did I say that?
I've beat it, Chip.
You have, Zach?
Yeah,
how
multiple times.
I doubt it.
At least 10 times.
No.
What?
I think you're cheating.
At least 10 times.
Yeah.
All right, have you? Cheating. Have you?
Yeah, yeah. I've
oh, have
it.
You?
I don't think it's been 10 times, though.
Okay.
Well, you haven't gone to Cracker Barrel as much as I have, Chip.
There you go.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 727. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Hey, it's hot and going to be hot all weekend. We know that. High about 100 degrees and probably a heat index around 104 or so. Look for low temperatures each night. Probably in the upper 70s. Actually, tonight they're saying 78 is the low. But there you go. Do say a pop-up shower chance. Actually, I think they said thunderstorm in our recorded weather forecast. That would be pleasant. Get a little break there. But anyhow, 20% chance of showers on Saturday night. And then Sunday, it's up to 30%. And that's the best we can do for right now. We've got southwest winds now, 94% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 76.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better.
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
March 23rd, 2010, Obamacare passed without a single Republican vote. Republicans told voters they needed control of the House to repeal it. Voters responded. November 2nd, 2010, they stunned Obama by turning Democrats out of office in record numbers. They removed Pelosi as Speaker. They returned the House to Republicans, but it wasn't enough. Republicans told voters they needed the Senate to repeal Obamacare. Voters responded. 2014, they defied the polls and the pundits, gave the Senate to Republicans, but it wasn't enough. Republicans told voters they were helpless. With Obama holding the veto pen, Obamacare could not be repealed. The voters responded. In 2016, they defied the pollsters, the pundits, and the Democrats once again. They denied Hillary Clinton the White House. They elected Trump, who said he would sign a bill to repeal Obamacare. Wednesday, July 26, 2017, holding all the cards, Republicans finally had their chance. A clean repeal of Obamacare put to a vote. Republican senators Shelley Capito, Lamar Alexander, Susan Collins, Dean Heller, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman, John McCain voted with the Democrats to keep Obamacare. The Magnificent Seven Republican senators defied their own voters, giving them a middle finger. They proudly stood with Obama and the Democrats instead of the people who elected them. It was and is the political betrayal of this short century.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
We don't sell annuities. We'll never sell annuities. Most annuities have nosebleed level fees, don't do what the customer thinks they do, have tremendous tax problems, are hard to get out of once you're in them, and are extremely confusing.
Don't let the sound of guaranteed income lead you to financial headache. Call now for your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out why legendary money manager Ken Fisher hates annuities. Call 1-800-885-0909 and see what you might be getting into.
Anything you want to do with annuities, there's a better way to do. If you have more than $500,000 to invest, talk to us.
Get your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out the 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Call now, 1-800-885-0909. That's 1-800-885-0909.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It is 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A divided College Station City Council last night approved a land use change over the objection of neighboring homeowners.
The council voted 4-3, allowing general commercial at Raintree and the freeway. Property owner Bill Nero pointed out that would match existing uses across the freeway.
You know, we have the Honda dealership across the way. We have the bowling alleys. We have hotels. We have restaurants. I mean, this is commercial property by definition.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick wanted to keep suburban commercial or less intensive usage in front of Raintree.
I'm sorry the property hasn't sold as quickly as the owner would like for it to, but it surely shouldn't govern what we decide to do as best for that neighborhood.
Councilman Barry Moore made the motion to change the land use.
I also understand the concerns of the folks in Raintree. A lot of folks who have lived there a long time, when they built their homes, they were building their homes in South College Station, and now they're in North College Station.
Joining Moore in approving the change were James Benham, Jerome Rectorick, and Julie Schultz. 5 other council votes for land use changes were approved unanimously. Only one of the 5 involve a current project. That's creating apartments and general commercial businesses along Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Dartmouth and Crystal Park Plaza. 4 others are city-initiated changes to prepare for future general commercial development. That includes changing the comprehensive plan on 100 acres across the freeway from the Nantucket subdivision, along with rezoning what are currently homes along George Bush east of Texas, vacant land at the southwest corner of University and Boonville Road, and what is now the lock and roll business at Harvey Road in the freeway. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The city of College Station has a new city secretary. The city council applauded their unanimous choice of Deputy Tanya McNutt, who has been in that position for 10 years after moving from Madisonville, where she spent 9 years as city secretary. McNutt takes over for Sherry Mashburn, who is retiring after 7 years in College Station and 24 years in city government. Mayor Carl Mooney spoke for the council in thanking Mashburn for her service.
We're going to miss the dedication that you had to this city, the excellent work that you've done for this city, how you've kept us out of trouble, and, you know, not told us what trouble you yourself have gotten into over time. We just want to thank you for everything you've done.
McNutt was among three finalists from a pool of more than 80 applicants. Texas police chiefs went before the legislature to say they don't believe the state's new texting law goes far enough.
Testifying before a state house committee, Austin Police Sergeant Michael Barger spoke of the success of their hands-free ordinance.
We've had a 17% decrease in fatalities and a 7% decrease in overall crashes.
Both Barger and San Antonio Police Sergeant James Jones agreed the new texting while driving ban isn't enough.
Law enforcement would be ecstatic if we went with a statewide hands-free law.
State Representative Joe Pickett says the one thing blocking this idea is the state legislature.
To date, the legislature will not pass the recommendation, though, that you've suggested.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Bryan City Council has given the Downtown Bryan Association the green light to continue looking at turning city-owned land at the north end of downtown into green space. The target area is near the current site of the farmers market in a block generally bordered by Main, Bryan, 20th, and Pruitt Streets. The DBA Sandy Ferris compared this to the investment the council made in the rest of downtown almost 20 years ago.
Create a legacy by giving downtown north the same amount of attention that the rest of downtown received.
A copy of the DBA's presentation, which included green space development in Dallas, Houston, Seattle, and other major metropolitan areas, is online at WTAW.com. A break room refrigerator caught fire after closing time Wednesday night at the Wells Fargo Bank branch on Rock Prairie Road in College Station. Area President David O'Neill says the fire alarms worked as they were supposed to, limiting fire damage to the break room. O'Neill says the break room will be totally refurbished and the rest of the branch will be cleaned up from smoke damage. That will cause the Rock Prairie branch to remain closed until next Monday. The U.S. House has approved a $788 billion spending bill. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the combination of four bills takes care of two-thirds of discretionary federal spending in the next budget year.
We're funding the Defense Department. We're funding military construction. We're funding the VA. We're funding the energy and water parts, which is, you think, infrastructure of that, parts of the government. But we were hoping to wrap in 12 bills and do one big consolidated appropriations bill and get it done before August.
The House budget bill also includes a $1.6 billion down payment on building a wall along the Mexican border. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It is 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Brad Mitchell back in the studio right now with Greg Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. And last time we were talking about inspections on brand new homes and things like that. But inspections in general, if you get a list of things that you need to do to this house to make it better when it comes to those inspections, who is that on? Is that on the buyer or is that on the people who are selling the house? Who fixes those things?
Well, you know, we talked earlier about new construction, and any home, once it's inspected, there's going to be things on that inspection list that come back. And the best way to look at that is find those items that may be big ticket items or that were completely unknown even to the seller, or things that are going to affect the way you live in the home. And you certainly can negotiate repairs or in some instances just negotiate a credit for some of those repairs to be done. But you can ask the seller to do that. And, you know, that's one way to remedy any deficiencies that are found.
All right. Well, that's something I would never think of, and maybe you wouldn't either. And if you wouldn't, you need to get in touch with the experts over at Zweiker & Associates. ZARealestate.com is where you do it.
More zero turns are on the way, and we need to move out the ones in stock. Hi, this is David with Kairos Truck Center. If you've been using that old worn-out mower for a while, and you've ever wanted to upgrade, now is the time to do it. The zeros are still in effect with zero down and 0% interest on every zero-turn Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler mower in stock. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
High pressure continues to sit down over the Gulf of Mexico, shows no signs of moving anytime soon. Sunshine, a few clouds, and a high around 100 today. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80 for the weekend. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, maybe a late day shower or thunderstorm, 95 to 100. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine for Sunday, highs going to be closer to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers continue to roll. They have now picked up five straight wins following a victory last night over the Texas Marshals. They'll be back in action tonight. I'll tell you when and where you can hear them. As well as Dallas Keuchel is back in action tonight. The Astros ace is returning to the mound for the first time since June 2nd. And Adrian Beltre will be looking for his 3,000th career hit this weekend. He'll become, if he does make it, he'll become just the 31st player in Major League history. Also, the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame is this weekend, and we will be joined a little bit later by WTAW news correspondent Taylor Travis, live from Cooperstown, New York. All that more coming up in sports.
Where it's probably not 80 degrees.
No.
Just saying.
He tweeted something out yesterday. I think he said it was 65.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So,
terrible.
Yeah.
So, the apparently, there are federal inspectors in Austin who are looking at the police vehicles after several Austin police officers reported incidents of carbon monoxide poisoning while on duty driving Ford Explorer SUVs.
Yeah, so I found a little bit more information after you came in to ask me about it. And this is from the Statesman, and they said Austin city officials have now pulled 60 Austin Police Patrol Ford Sport utility vehicles because of carbon monoxide concerns.
Huh. Well, I wonder, I don't know.
And Ford is pushing back, saying that the company is not responsible.
It's not on us, huh?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, so I see San Antonio uses them, and they haven't had any problems, mm-hmm. but nonetheless. Well, anyway, and that's, we need to find out, get the bottom of that. We'll see if Bryan or College Station has those vehicles. But also remember that your forearm may be the same length as your foot.
Correct. And you should test it and try it out. Does it, now, is there like, if your forearm's longer, it means this?
No,
or if your foot's longer, it means this?
That, they may be saving that for later.
You're just disproportionate.
Yeah, they may save that until later, then we'll see what it really means.
Gotcha.
This is good news, maybe bad news, I'm not sure. From the University of California at San Francisco, on the noise blasted into Americans' teenagers' ears, more kids are listening to music using headphones and earbuds than ever before, but the rates of hearing loss have not increased. So far, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Well, now, if you just yelled at my ears.
Yeah, I know, that's true, because we do. We wear headphones for like 3 hours a day, or
yeah,
almost that. Good news for the airlines. How's this? Good news. Airlines have experimented with different programs aimed at easing travelers' frustrations when it comes to their checked luggage. From Alaska's electronic baggage tags to Delta's checked bag map, now it's American Airlines' turn, as the carrier has launched an app update that will allow passengers to receive notification when their bags are delayed.
Oh, I'm sure that's really helpful.
Yeah. Is it going to have a little sad face? What's
it
going to do?
A little sad face emoji.
Got to have a new emoji for that, that maybe has a little piece of luggage up against it. The airline launched its customer baggage notification, CBN system, that notifies customers of the status of their checked bags if the bag is not on the same plane when they land at their destination.
I always roll with the duffel, man.
I mean, eventually you realize it's not on the same plane when it doesn't come out of the carousel.
Like, something's missing here.
Do they not? And you know, what this sounds like to me is their attempt to make sure that their employees are not bothered by you, the passenger.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Excuse me, where's my bag?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
did you not receive your notification?
Yeah, that's right. Did
it's
you
in
sign
Miami.
Up? You signed up for the app. Just saying. So I believe that is what that's all about. So I know they want to try to paint that with a good situation.
I will say, I guess the only thing that could come out of it is if it says that it is on the same plane and it should be there and it's not, then you know someone stole your bag. I don't know how that helps.
That's any more positive than it just being lost.
Right, yeah. Someone actually took it.
Brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I know a lot of guys with a good marriage who would love to have a great one, but they don't know quite how to make it happen. Do you know what I tell them? I encourage them to approach their relationship with their wives like they would a teammate. Like a lot of guys, I was involved with sports right through high school, and I spent my adult years working with some great organizations. One thing I know, when you create a culture of respect and hard work among teammates, you can be successful at just about anything. I once heard a 2-time Super Bowl champion say it this way: when teammates give their best as individuals, they make each other better. The best teams aren't always those with the best players. Winning often comes down to teammates who are willing to work hard themselves and to motivate one another toward excellence. Play as hard for the guy next to you as you do for yourself. That's the key to success, not just in sports, but also in business and particularly in marriage. Guys, your wife is your teammate for life. Be willing to work as hard at that relationship as you do your job or the hobbies you give so much time to. Know your role on the team and get your assignment done. I'm sure your wife has a few things that she needs to work on too, but that shouldn't be your primary focus. You'll only motivate her to improve her part in your marriage if you step up and improve yours. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. The Brazos Valley Bombers rode a stellar start from righty Chase Maddox to a 3-1 win over the Texas Marshals last night. Maddox, a junior from UNLV, tossed his second shutout of the year, allowing 3 hits and 1 earned run while striking out a season-high 9. The Bombers, who have now won 5 in a row, square off against the Marshals again tonight at 7:05. Broadcast will be on Willie 1550 and RadioAguilam.com. The best team in the American League has its best pitcher back. Houston Astros ace Dallas Keuchel set to toe the rubber tonight in Detroit, his first major league start since going on the DL with neck discomfort on June 2nd.
I've been looking forward to this for a while, so it's one of those things where the excitement's really building, and I didn't want to let myself get too excited, but at the same time, I feel great with how I've progressed and what I've done with the 2 starts, so it's go time.
Keuchel is 9-0 with a 1.67 ERA and 11 starts this season. First pitch between the Astros and Tigers is tonight at 6:10 in the Motor City. Meanwhile, Rangers slugger Adrian Beltre is on the brink of history, sitting just 4 hits shy of 3,000 for his career.
I want to get over with, obviously, but I really want to do it in this homestand because I think the fans deserve that, and I really wanted to do it in front of them.
Beltre is looking to become the 31st player in Major League history to reach 3,000 and the fourth foreign-born player. Hopefully he can get it done this weekend against Baltimore. Game 1 against the Orioles is slated for tonight at 7:05 in Arlington, with broadcast on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, speaking of the greats, the 2017 MLB Hall of Fame class is set to be inducted this Sunday, and there's a couple of Lone Star greats set to be enshrined. Houston Astros slugger Jeff Bagwell and former Texas Rangers catcher Ivan Rodriguez are two of the five members of this year's class. Now, the ceremony is set for this Sunday at 12:30 in Cooperstown. We'll be joined live from Cooperstown by WTAW correspondent Taylor Travis here in just a minute. A year after missing all of the preseason on his way to an injury-shortened regular season, J.J. Watt made his return to training camp for the Texans yesterday.
You know, that's the biggest thing you miss when you're away from the game is your teammates and the camaraderie. So it feels so good to be back out of practice and just in the meetings in the locker room, just hanging out with the guys.
Watt, a four-time Pro Bowler and three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, played in just three games last season before undergoing back surgery. The Dallas Cowboys had a defensive player of their own return yesterday. The linebacker Jalen Smith suited up in full pads for the first time since injuring his knee in the 2016 Fiesta Bowl.
Oh, it was a great feeling. Huge accomplishment being back on the field. It's been so long. I'm not sure how many days, but it just feels great to be back home.
Jones was projected as a first-round pick out of Notre Dame in 2016, but fell to the second round after some said he would never play again. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Tegeler.
It's time for the deal of the day. This time, a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze Limited. It's got the Ecotec turbocharged motor, and it's only $13,988. Again, 2016 Chevy Cruze for $13,988, and it's got that big turbocharger on it. If you're looking for that, you want to fix up your truck and get stuff done, Texas Custom Outfitters, also located with Team Ford of Navasota. You can make the short trip south to Navasota on Highway 6. They're right there down from Sioux Falls Prater, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
And joined now by WTAW news correspondent Taylor Travis. I wish we had some intro music for you, Taylor. But you're up there in Cooperstown, New York, and this is not your first rodeo. You've been up there before, right?
Yeah, I've been up here one other time, back when Craig Biggio got inducted. You know, I'm a big Astros fan, so anytime an Astro gets in the Hall of Fame, which is few and far between, I got to make the trip.
Right. Jeff Bagwell, of course, is going to be one of those guys this weekend. So having been there before and looking forward to this weekend, what do you expect to see from up there in Cooperstown?
I kind of expect a big crowd. Last time I came up here, it was packed. But this time you got Pudge Rodriguez going in. It's been a while since a Ranger made the Hall of Fame, so there's going to be a lot of Ranger fans. And Tim Raines from Montreal. So I think a lot of Canadians are going to make the short trip across the border into New York to pack the place as well. So it's going to be a fun time for sure.
So just walking around, and again, this isn't your first time, so you've gotten to experience it before, but you know, the museum and everything else that goes along with it, just in addition to the Hall of Fame weekend, what's that like? What's it like in the museum? What's it like around town?
Well, Friday's kind of a slow day. Saturday's what really starts to pick up, but man, if you're a baseball nerd, if you're a baseball fan like me, you need to make the trip up here. Walk around the museum. I remember I turned a corner last time I was here and I saw a Yankees uniform kind of in a display case. And I was like, okay, that's cool. That's an old Yankees uniform. And then I read the description and it was the uniform that Babe Ruth wore when he hit his 700th home run.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of really cool memorabilia, a lot of really cool artifacts, history spread throughout the museum that any baseball fan would just enjoy a lot.
Now, as a big Astros fan, I know Nolan Ryan has his bust up there in Cooperstown, but it's in a Rangers uniform. So you feel some kind of way about that, or you know, you're still able to appreciate Nolan for all he did for the Stros.
Hey, you know, working for Chip Howard, I think I'm kind of used to walking into his office and seeing all those Nolan Ryan Ranger hats and jerseys and all that kind of stuff. So I think I'm kind of used to the Nolan Ryan Ranger thing, but it's just a really cool experience overall. Like I said, any baseball fan needs to make this trip at least once in their life. And if you are going to make the trip, I recommend it. It needs to be during the Hall of Fame weekend when players are getting inducted, because if you come in the other weekend, I've heard it's just dead and it's not that exciting. So definitely come up during the Hall of Fame weekend, and it's a fun time for sure.
Now, the cool thing, it's not all work and no play for you. You're up there with your dad, is that right?
Yeah, he was able to make the trip with me. He made the trip with me 2 years ago, so we grew up going to all kinds of Astros games together, so it's kind of cool that we can kind of complete the circle and see Bagwell play in person in the Astrodome at Minute Maid Park, and then come see him get inducted in the Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, that's got to be a cool experience for you and your dad to get to share, not just a road trip for a guy's trip, but also around baseball.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Me and him both, huge baseball fans. So as soon as we made the trip to see Biggio, as soon as we got in the car driving back, or driving to the airport, I should say, we definitely didn't make that long drive. We said, we're going to come back when Baggy gets in. And lucky for us, he got in 2 years later. So here we are.
Very cool. WTAW correspondent Taylor Travis hanging out in Cooperstown, New York for Hall of Fame weekend for Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Taylor, thanks so much, man. You guys have fun, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way, from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, Yankees are telling us how to eat food now.
Of course they are.
When you're eating tacos, it's not really, you know, I mean, if you think about it, how are you going to be able to logistically eat that? I don't know. Especially
open
when
your mouth wide.
Yeah, especially when you're driving. But
well, you shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, a writer at lifehacker.com just released a diagram on the ideal way to eat a crunchy taco to get all the flavors and keep it from falling apart.
Well, you're eating a crunchy taco. There's your first problem.
You hold it. True. You hold it in the middle. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right where the meat meets the toppings. Okay. And then you eat one end, then you eat the other end, and the last bites are the section in the middle.
If there's one thing I know, it's how to eat, okay? And you don't eat a taco like that.
And that's, again, and, you know, if you take little bitty bites, and how many bites you're going to get if you take big bites. And that's the thing that's so beautiful about the Jack in the Box tacos, is you don't really have to worry about the ingredients spilling out.
No, it all sticks together.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. sealed together in some sort of
in a
greasy
fried taco shell.
Something that shouldn't, yeah.
So gross.
So, yeah, it is. So it's going to be
and a when you say gross, you mean delicious.
Yeah.
Yes. That too. That's right.
Caller.
Hey, yeah, I've been listening to you guys on my phone and this morning on the computer.
Yeah.
And there's a hiccup in the audio.
Oh, really? And how often does
it
happen?
On both. Like every 10, 15 seconds.
Okay, well, we'll look into it.
Yeah,
thank
we'll
you.
Talk it to must, our engineers.
It must be me. Sorry, guys.
Well, but again, you know we don't know.
It's always Zach's fault.
We have no idea. Did you know that zebras don't have black and white stripes? Did you know they're black and covered with white stripes?
Ooh.
Yeah, see? That's why you listen, so you can find out about that.
Man, and you can see them at the Franklin Safari Park.
Oh, okay. Who came up with that?
Well, they're scientists. They get paid. There's grant money involved.
Right,
child,
right.
Please.
You know, research.
Fruitopia. Either of you guys know Fruitopia, the drink?
Yes.
Okay. No.
Fruitopia was discontinued in U.S. America in 2003. But it's still on sale in Canada.
Really? Oh, we used to drink that stuff in high school all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yep.
Now you would have to sneak over the border.
Because it came in vending machines.
Oh, okay.
Whatever happened to Tang?
Tang?
That's what I want to know.
Is Tang still around?
I don't think it is, but it should make a comeback.
Now, wait, so why can't we have Fruitopia anymore?
I don't know. I guess the distribution, maybe? Maybe it was a distribution deal?
It was delicious.
Okay, so if I say Jurassic Park, what is that movie about?
Dinosaurs.
Well,
dinosaurs.
Actually, dinosaurs are only on the screen for 15 minutes of the entire movie.
Really?
See?
It's what you can't see that scares you the most.
Probably so. And did you know that when Eggos were invented in 1953, they were called Froffles?
Froffles?
Yeah,
frozen waffles.
Exactly.
Let go of my Froffle.
But people
it doesn't work.
They did. They started calling them Eggos because they kind of tasted like eggs. And so within 2 years, they made the name official.
Hmm. Interesting.
I think Froffles is better.
I like Froffles, too.
Yeah. All right, let's do hot weather for today. Yep, we will. Look for a high temperature of about 100, and the heat index will be 104 to 105, something like that. We have a slight chance of showers this weekend, but only at 20 or 30%. Nothing to write home about. Right now, we got 79 degrees. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station Bryan is 8 o'clock.